Well, here we are at the Bemidji Brewing. In the everybody says it's just call it the back room. In the back room of Bemidji Brewing, where all the vats are, that's where we're having this big United Way campaign celebration today. Want to remind you, Spread the Love is going on through Sunday. So come in, buy beer, buy merchandise, whatever you buy, 10% is going to the United Way, help kick off the 2023 campaign. But today we're celebrating the 2022 campaign. We've got the president of the United Way board, Rob Alonje, joining us. And Rob, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kev. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, this is, of course, a great event, a great celebration, and we're not allowed to reveal anything yet. But obviously, this community seems to always come through in general for the United Way of the Bemidji area.
Yeah, you know, I think I got on the board 3 years ago, and that was right as COVID was kicking off. And that's where I think the community really revealed itself as to how generous they are and how, you know, how they lift everybody in this community. And it's been ongoing ever since. So I'm overwhelmed by the generosity of the community and the care that they have for the citizens here.
Well, the community obviously comes through, but you need a great leader to help, you know, rein it all and get it under control. You have that with Danae Alamano.
Oh, she's tremendous. You know, Danae has, in a few short years, has had a vision for what the United Way could be in this area. And rather than just kind of plateauing and letting things, you know, ride out as, you know, successful for 5 years ago, she's had a vision for creating more infrastructure, for doing more than what they were doing 3-4 years ago. And she's brought together a tremendous staff. They don't have turnover because they love working for Danae. And just the strength and cohesiveness of that group, along with her leadership, has just been a winning recipe. It just keeps getting better and better.
That is so true. You know, whatever Danae tells me, well, we just added this person. It's like every one of them they add, it's like, well, that's a star, that's a star, that's a star. It's an incredible staff they have over there.
Yeah, and I think the fact that Danae understands the staff and what their attributes are, what their strengths are, and what their needs are. And so I think everybody in their role is doing exactly what they would like to do. And so, you know, with Carrie being, you know, the most recent addition and just falling right into the role and ultimately having that full team, that complement of players with all those complementary attributes, Danae's able to be a little more you know, community facing and have some of those conversations that we really want her to have, because again, she's just such a tremendous asset and we want her to interact with the people in the community and the people that support the United Way.
It's interesting to talk to people who haven't lived in Bemidji all their lives, come here and then stay here. What is it about Bemidji that you like, Rob?
Well, you know, I'm from International Falls originally, and so I spent decades in the Fargo-Moorhead area, so flat and wind, and you know, you get used to it, you're fine. But then once coming back to Bemidji, and my wife is from Ely, Minnesota, so we're both from lakes and trees, and coming back to Bemidji, it's just got everything. You know, we spend a lot of time on the lakes in the summer. Every opportunity we get, we spend time outdoors and on the lake in the summer, and then take advantage of the cross-country skiing and snowshoeing and all the outdoor activities that we have in the winter. And Bemidji just has it all. You know, it's got the restaurants and again, places like the United Way and all the partner agencies that, you know, just lift the community itself. And it's just a great place to be.
And Rob, again, we can't reveal anything yet, but whether we make the goal or not, I know we had a pretty good year, and once again, Bemidji came through.
Yeah, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised at how, you know, people come forward, and even when there's challenges, or like I say, during COVID, where you would think, you know, the community has exhausted what they can do for the rest of the community, and that just isn't the case. It seems like the more desperate the need, or the more the need is there, the more people step up. So yeah, I think there's been several times that there's been maybe some setbacks that we didn't know how it was going to come out at the end of the year. But ultimately, again, you know, with Danae's leadership and the hard work of the staff and the volunteers and the committees, it's ended up coming out pretty favorably when it hasn't always looked that great.
Rob Alonje is the president of the board of directors at the Bemidji Area United Way. We are about to reveal here in the next hour or so how we did in the 2022 campaign. Looking forward to that. Rob, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate it.